Truly, it's time to worship. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus right here on Tuesday morning, December the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 5775. And of course, on the secular calendar, it's described as the year 2014. And today we just give God the praise and we thank Him for giving us one more opportunity to have an appointment with Him and to communicate with Him and to hear what's on His heart and what He has to say to us. He has a word for you and I today, and it's a sure word. It's a word that would comfort us and give us the, it would strengthen us for this particular day. He's not necessarily having us work on tomorrow. Maybe He is, but He's given us this opportunity to focus on today. And today is Tuesday. Yesterday, of course, it was a Monday. And He brought us through that, obviously. We're gathered together. Victoriously, He kept us from the snares of the adversary. And so here we are on Tuesday morning. Please join me as we move into His courts, and we want to enter with a heart of thanksgiving. We want to have a praise on our lips because He is more than worthy, and He was waiting for this moment. We have an appointment with Him. You know, I have appointments with people that are considered important, and I always try to be on time to keep their pleasure, that's for sure, and keep their favor, and sometimes they're late, and I'm cool with that quite often. In fact, that just happened last week. I had an appointment with a very important person in our city, and they were late, and not because they weren't normally a prompt person, but you know, you get into meetings, and these meetings can run over, and sometimes you just can't run off or run out of them. But anyway, we have an appointment this morning, and we are meeting with the most awesome person ever, and it's our Father, our Creator, the one who guides, keeps, strengthens us, provides for us. And so I would say that person is most important. Let us go before His throne. the rains. Did you know that? So every one that rains has a seat or place of seething from which they exercise their authority and their rule. So let's bow before his throne. Let's cast our crowns at his feet. And Father, we thank you for this day. We see it as a gift that we could not earn or we don't deserve per se, but it comes out of your generous heart towards us. You have good thoughts concerning us for a good end. And your thoughts has manifested itself today in the form of this gift, this day that you've given to us. We thank you. You've kept us at rest and refreshed us while we laid, and you are now stirring us and causing us to hear your voice, and you want to hear from us, of course. And you want us to come before you with thanksgiving, and you want us to call upon you. And Father, help us today, even as we attempt to do that, to call on you with respect and with awe for who you are. Thank you for all our prayer partners that have joined us. You've brought us together from the east, the west, the north, and the south for this moment. So we pray that these moments would be moments that are very special, not just to us, but even more so to you. Move by your Spirit among us, around us, with us. Thank you for preserving us for these moments. And Father, we are approaching you with complete confidence in who you are and that you have your eyes upon us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, once again, welcome to our prayer cast today. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I have the honor and privilege of being our host for the next 30 minutes or so. By the way, my name is Aubrey Gregory. That's the name my parents gave me, and I'm happy with it. Praise the Lord. Today we focused once again, as we did yesterday. Yesterday it was kind of part one, and today's part two. But we're still focused on the fact that you are a city with a wall. You're a city with fortified gates. And here's where the imagery comes from. It comes from the fact that in the scriptures, we see that cities were typically walled. And the walls were there for security, protection. In fact, when the walls were missing or broken down, it meant very negative circumstances for the people who dwelled in that city. It meant that the enemy can go and come as they please. And there was no covering or protection, no authority to be exercised about how things go in the city, who goes and who comes or who can't come in, and so on and so forth. So the city, the walls had gates. And the gates, of course, are the purpose of gates is to control access in and out of some place. Now, in the scriptures, gates represent many things and were therefore very important. Consequently, they were built strong and were heavily defended. They were open during the day and, of course, closed at night. And they were important to the civic and economic life of that city. The city's elders sat in the gates to administer judicial matters and make decisions for the inhabitants of the city. Kings sat in the gates to meet with their subjects, and we see this throughout the scripture. Often the reading of the law and proclamations were made at the gate. So the gate is an important, or gates are important items. And so if you are a city, if I'm a city, then obviously we would have gates. But the gates need to be fortified. Absolutely. They need to be strong. They need to be under our watch for what comes in or who comes in and what goes out or who goes out. And so we're focused on the fact that we are gates. Let us establish that once again from the Word of God. That's where we get our principles and laws and concepts from. In Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 17 to 19. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 17 to 19. And I'm reading on today from the Amplified Version. And it says, "Instead of bronze, I will bring gold, and instead of iron, I will bring silver, and instead of wood, bronze, and instead of stones, iron. Instead of the tyranny of the present, I will appoint peace as your officers and righteousness as your taskmasters. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, nor devastation or destruction within your borders. But you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise." Did you hear that? "You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun shall no more be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord shall be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory and your beauty." How is that for assurance from God's word? So you're a city that has a wall of salvation. That's if you're in Christ already. You have a wall of salvation. And your gates are gates of praise. It says, call your gates praise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that's an excellent segue to, I'd like to give praise to the Lord for giving us the spirit of fear and awe for Him. That is why we're together right now. That's why we've kept this appointment. He's given us this, we have a, what it is to fear the Lord is to have a healthy, wholesome dread, a reverential awe and respect for who He is. That's why we make an appointment and keep it with Him. Isn't that wonderful? So God has done that for us. He's given us a heart that is reverent towards who He is, His greatness. Also, I'd like to thank God for, and I believe my wife will agree, excuse me, for the growth, development, maturity, and graduation of one of our goddaughters. And she graduated from university on yesterday with a master's degree. And so we remember when she was born. And it's just amazing. She has become a wonderful, fine young woman, and in fact, young lady. And so we were due to be there in her state, in her hometown, but because of circumstances beyond our control, we're unable to be there. But we did communicate with her on yesterday, and so she is now she's now possessing a master's degree, and that's just a totally awesome. Praise the Lord. Well, if you're with us, and if you're hearing me, you certainly are. We want to move into prayer right now. We have a prayer agenda that the Lord has given to us, and our hearts are stirred over it. And if you have a praise report or a prayer request, just press the button 1 on your telephone, and that causes your microphone in our studio to be alive. This way you will be heard. And please do not feel bashful about that, because we do welcome your praise report, a shout, an amen, or a prayer request. That's why we're here. But let us move along into our agenda. At the top of our list, we want to pray for Olita McDonald, who is one of our worship leaders, and she's in, as of last night, that's the last report I had, she was still in the hospital, you know, and they're running tests. She was admitted there a couple of days ago. And so we want to pray her strength in the Lord, her healing and deliverance, and that she would regain perfect health, and that she would be up and be able to do all the things that God would have her do. Father, we pray for Olita right now. We speak, first of all, your peace to her heart, to her spirit, because she's your servant, and she has joy. And we thank you for the joy that you've given to her, which is a fruit of the Spirit. And Father, now we speak to every cell in her body and command every cell, because of the fact that by his stripes we are healed. We speak healing over her right now and total deliverance. Raise her up. Strengthen her. Return every function, every bodily indicator to normal numbers and normal readings, and cause the search for causes that her medical team is engaged in. Well, give them the wisdom that they need. Give them the correct procedures in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing her. Thank you for raising her up. Amen and amen. We want to pray also for someone who is is experiencing pain up and down the left side of their body, and this is a senior citizen, and you know, for those of you who are there already, and I'm still middle aged. I'm still middle-aged, so I'm still learning about that. But anyway, this person is a servant of God, and they're experiencing pain on their left side, up and down. And let's praise God and thank him for their healing and their deliverance, the relief of any discomforts, and that they would continue to endure longevity and continue to be chronologically gifted as long as the Lord says so, and that their life would be one of peace and joy completely. We thank you, Lord, for delivering this saint from the discomforts, and that they will continue to do what they've done for many, many years, and that is to depend on you. Bless this saint, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We have a couple of things that are happening on Thursday of this week. We have someone is, and if you're listening and you know it's you, don't feel bad I don't mention your name. I operate on a principle that says there's a national law that prohibits or allows for confidentiality in people's health issue or people's health issues. So even if I mention your name, I will not give specific details, because I believe you're entitled to that privacy. Now, if you want to, I mean, you can do that, but then you know, you would obviously be comfortable with that because you're doing it. But I choose to be, you know, more or less indirect with dealing with people's health issues, because I believe it's their prerogative to reveal or keep that confidential as needed. For example, there's someone who is, they want to lose weight and be in good relationships. They have a sense that they're in a fight. And so we're going to pray for that person right now. Father, we pray for this person who is depending on you and looking to you for deliverance from everything that ails them and all of the issues in their lives, including being overweight and not having the kinds of relationships that they would so much desire and want to enjoy. We speak right now on their behalf. We lift up their request. You know exactly who they are. And Father, we depend on you. We join our faith to theirs. Because you said ask, and you said call, and they have called. And so we are believing you that you are hearing and, of course, answering their prayer requests. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there's someone who their prayer request is for a permanent fence of protection around them. Now, isn't that what we just talked about? A wall of protection where you watch over the gates and you're able to be in charge and exercise authority over the gates of your life. God wants you to have the gates fortified. And this person is praying for a permanent fence of protection. Well, the Word of God says that call your walls salvation and call your gates praise. If you will do that, you're establishing fact. You're in agreement with the Word. So, Father, we thank you for the permanent walls, the wall that's called salvation. We thank you for that. Surround this person's life. There's a wall of salvation. And you've kept this person. You've proven that there's this wall because you've kept them up until now. And Father, help them to watch over all the gates and be aware of the wiles of the adversary. Keep this permanent wall around them. That's their desire. Keep their gates guarded and watched over. Amen and amen. So while we're doing that, let's pray over our gates. I think that would be good. And let's bring it right from the Word of God. You are a city that has salvation. Your walls are salvation. And your gates are praise. He says, call your gates praise. Father, you've given us permission through Christ Jesus to possess the gate of the enemy. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 and verse 17. Also in Isaiah 60 and 18, you said, establish the gates of praise. And we ask you to establish the gates of praise in our lives today. We release battering rams against the gates of hell, according to Ezekiel chapter 21 and verse 22. And to your Son, Lord, you did say, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Therefore, the gates of hell according to Matthew 16 and 18, cannot prevail against me, against us. Cause the gates of my life, our lives, that city, to be open only to the King of Glory, according to Psalm 24:7. And we invite the King of Glory to make his entrance through our open gate. Strengthen the bars of our gates today. Fortify them, according to Psalm 147 and 13. Open to us the gates of righteousness. Break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, according to Isaiah chapter 45 and verses 2. Open before us the gates that we may go in and receive the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, according to Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1. To 3. Today we rebuke every enemy in the gates, according to Psalm 127:5. Let all the gates of our lives and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit. Let the valley gate be repaired, according to Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 13. Let the gates of the fountain, which represents the flow of the Holy Spirit, be repaired, according to Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 14. Let the sheep gate represent the apostolic. Let it be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:1. Let the fish gate representing evangelism be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:3. Let the old gate, which represents moves of the past, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:6. Let the dung gate, which represents deliverance, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:14. We ask that the water gate, which represents preaching and teaching, that it be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:26. We ask that the east gate, which represents the glory, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:29 and Ezekiel 43:1-2. Father, let the waters flow through the outer gate into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, and past our necks, according to Ezekiel 47:1-3. Make our gates of carbuncles, according to Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 12. Our gates will be open continually to receive blessings, according to Isaiah 60:11. Today we command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city to the King of Glory. We rebuke all enemies that would stand at the gates and try to stop salvation from entering in. We pray for the apostolic gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their place, according to Lamentations 5:14. Let the gates of my life and city be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and wickedness in the name of Christ Jesus. Today we pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Lord, raise up ministries that are Bethel ministries that will be the gates of heaven according to Genesis 28 and verse 17. Lord, raise up apostolic gate churches that will usher presence, your presence, and your revelation into our region. We ask these because we come in no other name than the name of Yeshua. We come because of our association and our relationship with Him. We thank you for hearing and for answering our prayers today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. That's right. We want to fortify all of the gates. And if you would like to sound your voice in any way, just press the button 1 on your phone and we will hear you. There's someone that is praying for salvation for their family. And I just love the way that they went about it. They mentioned each person that they're praying for, or they requested prayer for, individually and specifically. And they're praying for salvation. When's the last time you prayed for salvation for the members of your family that are unsaved? That may be something you want to purposely and specifically do. And I would suggest that we write those names down. Keep a journal. Keep a journal. A place of remembrances, a place of writings. We'd like to think that we can keep everything in our heads. And that might have worked for some period of time during our lives. It don't work quite well these days with our schedules being as busy as it is. So I have to have a smartphone that's smarter than I am so that I can keep my schedules and my notes and all of those things in there. And I found that to be useful. And it's a kind of a journal because I put everything, you know, thoughts, all of those in there. There's a place for notes and all of that. And they're preserved and safe. In fact, they reside up in the cloud, so to speak. So if something happens to my phone, all of those items are in the clouds, so to speak. That's the technological language for today's world. But make notes. And this person is praying for salvation. Their request is that, and they have a long list of people here, would be saved. And obviously, this is a vision that they have. What's your vision for your family? If you have one, join me now, please, as we pray for salvation for this particular family. You put in the names of your family as well. Because one day, the Lord is going to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep are those that are surrounded by salvation, that are walking in salvation and have walked in and lived in salvation. And the goats will be those who are outside. And one of the things about a city is that the criminals, they are punished outside the walls of the city. That's how it is in Scripture. They're punished outside of the walls of the city. So this is what will happen to our relatives if they are not within the walls of salvation. Let us pray. Father, we pray for this person who has made this request that we're sure pleases your heart, where they're interceding, standing in the gap for their clan, for their tribe, for their relatives, And it may be that they are the only one that they know of that's within the walls of salvation. You said in your word, call your walls salvation and call your gates praise. Well, they're doing that. And for all of those of us who have relatives that are unsaved, we pray today that you would, by your Holy Spirit, arrest each of them. Meet them where they are. Because you do rule and reign, and you can work through circumstances to bring about a bending of the knee and a bowing of the heart at your feet. Just like you've caused us to bend the knee and to bow the heart at your feet. You're God of salvation, and we thank you. So we pray for these persons in this family that is mentioned in detail by this person who's asking for salvation on behalf of their family. And for anyone else who is doing it right now, we have the confidence that just like you brought us in, you bring them in. In fact, that is your plan and that is your purpose. So we are confident that you're hearing our prayer. Amen. Amen. Once again, if you're wanting to add your prayer request or praise, just press the button on your phone. And or if you want to offer or assist in a prayer, the same procedure works. Your mic will be on and you'll be able to be heard. And what's wonderful about that, that is ministry. That is ministry. If you're wanting, you know, some people, you tell them God wants to use them, and they say, well, okay, what does he want me to do? I don't know. I never found out. Well, here's a ministry opportunity right here for you to sound the voice and exercise the tongue in the discipline of prayer. That's powerful stuff. So someone is praying for direction to serve God and his people, for continuously hearing his voice all the way. And I believe that's a wonderful desire, and the Lord is pleased with that because it's upward focused. We want to serve God and to serve his people and to hear his voice all the way. They want direction. How about you? If that's true for you as well, well, you can join us in this prayer in total agreement. Father, you've given this person a desire to serve you and to serve your people. You are pulling on them by your Holy Spirit. You're drawing them even closer to you. Have your way with them now, Lord. Have your way with them. Teach them the sound of your voice, that unique voice, so they'll always recognize your voice. In the name of Jesus, they'll hear you all the way. And you're there to give them direction. Bless them right now with what they've asked for. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. As I said earlier, I never did finish my comment. There are two things that we're given notice of that occurs on this Thursday, 18th of December. One of them, Valerie Burney is traveling by Greyhound to North Carolina, to Charlotte. to be there for the holidays with her family. And so we want to pray her safe journey there, and a comfortable, pleasant experience in traveling to Charlotte, North Carolina. And she leaves on Thursday. So we want to pray for safety for her and the Greyhound bus, in fact, and all the passengers. So there'll be angels aboard that bus, guiding that bus across the land as it goes. And we don't take those things for granted. I remember traveling by Greyhound once many years ago, and it was at night, and the bus barely missed a deer crossing the street. You know, so there are real hazards and dangers out there. So we pray for Valerie's safety. Father, bless her with a pleasant trip, a comfortable trip. Keep her. We thank you for your ministering angels, which watch over her to keep her safe from all harm and from all danger. Guide the bus, strengthen the drivers, keep the passengers as they travel across the land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another thing that we're notified of is that our sister Jennifer, she will be visiting her medical practitioner. She'll be having a procedure done on the 18th of December. How many know that it's a wonderful thing to cast our cares and commit ourselves into the hand of the Lord? It is just wonderful to be able to do that. So we know this is the case here, and we pray that on Thursday that peace will continue to overshadow Jennifer, as she knows that the Lord is with her and that she is not alone, that the God of armies is with her, and he has ministering angels that are surrounding her, so she can have true peace, that everything will go according to God's plan, God's will, God's purposes. And that is wonderful. Father, we thank you for the great results. Thank you for the testimony of your keeping power and the peace that comes with confidence in you. We thank you for procedures, Lord, that help to keep us healthy. We pray for the medical community that are on this case, and we pray for their strength and for their wisdom, for their fitness to exercise healing that's coming directly from your hands to Jennifer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, our time is winding up. And as we go forward, I just want to have us be present to some realities that is occurring on our planet. There's the violence and the terror that is spreading. And the Word of God to us today says that violence shall no longer be heard in your land, nor wasting or destruction within your borders, but you shall call walls salvation and your gates praise. That's Isaiah 60 and verse 18. Please lay hold of that word. You do not know, and you must go out. You must take care of your business. You must live every day. But we have the Word of God. It says no violence. Violence no longer should be heard within your land. In other words, within your city. You are a city. a night of wasting and destruction in your borders. And this song that just made itself large in our hearing, it's Abide With Me. That's the name of that song. Yeah, it's a prayer. So God is with you, so you have no fear. There's a spirit of fear that has been released globally that's coupled with terror, so that the boogeyman is very, very real. Folk on yesterday in Australia were in a cafe where you have coffee and chocolates, pastries. But this demon was there. And that's the state of our world right now. Now, that's not to take a negative perspective as much as to say our God rules, our God reigns, and we can count on Him to protect us from the violence and the terror. Can you believe that? Well, we must. If we don't, then we'll be immobilized with fear. We'll be afraid to get up on a given day. We'll be afraid to go out. We'll be so traumatized, we're looking around and are just filled with terror. No, that's not what God wants for you. He said, violence shall no longer be heard in your land. That's the space and territory that He's given you. You will be invisible and are invisible to the adversary. And your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Oh, I feel confidence arising in my heart. Father, we thank You for Your word. We believe and trust Your word. So we thank You for this prayer cast on today. And for this first hour of the day that You've given us this opportunity to interact, relate, and communicate with You and You with us. We welcome Your protection. Thank You for forgiving us for our sin, for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, for strengthening us, for our health, for our strength. And we go forth with confidence today. Thank You for the wall, the protective wall of salvation that rose up around us because of the blood of Christ. We're calling our walls salvation. And the wall stops enemy and enemies from coming in, at least for a season. And You says that we should call our gates praise. We go forth with praise today. Through the blood, through the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Your presence is an encouragement to me personally and to us, and it also gives God great joy. So if your prayer is that the Lord should open the eyes of your heart so that you could see Him, well, you can rest assured that that prayer is being answered right now. Yes. So may God bless you and keep you. May He strengthen you continually. May you continue to grow in grace and favor. You're awesomely favored and blessed. Amen. I look forward to meeting with you again right at this point in time. Space on tomorrow morning, Global Time with Christ Jesus at 6 a.m. Come with praise and come with a prayer request. He'll be waiting for us. It's been a praise the name of Christ.